Welcome to the 1111 podcast. It's your boy, AMJ.
Listen. Let me talk. I've been holding this thing for 2 weeks, fam. I'm done with Arsenal being mediocre. Wallah, I'm fed up.
Alongside me, I got my boy, the kid from Brockton, a.k.a. Lee Band Runs Good, a.k.a. Lee the Legend.
Wallah, we have to reduce your minutes. You're not even allowed to talk more than a quarter of the episode.
Next up, we got the boy, second division commander of the Whitebeard Pirates, a.k.a. Baya Fist Ace.
I think football should be played by guys with techniques.
Last up, we got Joy Boy himself, spreading all that conquer hockey without that Chelsea propaganda. The man, the myth, Mo Salah.
Oh my God.
He's Messi Ronaldo. What am
I doing? What line that's crazy.
Now, enough chit chat. Let's kick things off, y'all.
11 on 11. Should we talk about 11-13?
Yes. Yes.
Spoiler alert, One Piece. Spoiler alert.
Oh, bro, I've been dying to talk
first and last time we're saying this.
Yeah.
Come back in like 3 minutes.
Maybe a quick. Little longer. I'll put a disclaimer. For the YouTube, here you go. I'll give you the time right here, okay? Let's talk. Let's talk about it. Where do you guys want to start?
Listen, Fab, I'm not going to lie to you. This chapter is still built up. I'm more excited about next chapter.
No, okay.
I'm with Mo.
It's
bro.
A little bit, I'm with Mo.
I understand he at the end it was the world's gonna sink, but it's like, okay, cool.
No.
How? What do you mean, okay, cool? Like, you know how much information we got out of this? How much confirmation?
That's all he said.
What do you mean that's all he said, brother? You know how many theories got confirmed just this week? Like, all the YouTube videos, all this shit we've been talking about.
Go into it.
Well, okay, for one, like, obviously, it was absolutely screwed. One thing about, Emu, like, finally confirmed he's a guy. I don't know. Really cared about that. Emu.
I think it was confirmed before.
Oh, it was not.
That was before.
It was not. It was only. Emu's a guy. They mentioned it. They said him in this chapter.
Okay.
People speculated before with Emu because they hired a male voice actor recently, but it wasn't. Nobody really knew, right? But.
Fair. Okay. Yeah.
Luffy's voice actor is a girl.
That's the thing. It's hard to know, but. He's
like a grandma.
Bart Simpsons.
They said him in this chapter. I forgot about Bart Simpsons. Are they still going? Well, I don't know. I actually have no idea. But
boy, lock in. Boys, the water's going up. Yeah. The water's going up. Shanks, he has nobody in his crew with his devil fruit.
Mm.
Nobody.
No, he's chilling.
He knew.
You know, he knew. Not only did he knew, all the Rogers crew guys knew.
Everybody. Rayleigh paints ships. Mm-hmm. He coats ships with the bubble. That's some guan underwater.
Crocus living inside a baboon.
Oh, a whale. Yeah.
His name's baboon,
I see some theories. The whole reason they want to.
Do you call him baboon?
Laboon. I apologize, Laboon. Sorry, bro. Go ahead.
I heard some theories why everything's on the red line, like the Mary Jo and stuff like that. It's on like high up on the red line. It's because they knew it was going to sink. Mm. So they built like all these things on the highest points of the world.
Yes. Well, even what do you call it? That one, I forgot. I'm blanking out right now with the name, but the center of the world is where all the
red line.
Not even the red line. The spot where Emu's staying at.
Sabaody.
Where Emu?
Mary Jo.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm blanking out. Literally, the center of the world is kind of crazy too. It's not build up, bro. Even just
This was a big revelation, but there's more to come, bro. They said Vegapunk's gonna spill the secrets in 10 minutes.
Yo, but he's
that
not
was like
done though.
3 months ago.
He's still streaming though. Don't forget.
It'd be taking time.
He's still streaming.
That's where he started.
Yeah.
That's where he started. He said those two important things. That was
exactly
one of them.
Exactly.
There's a second important thing I was talking about, and mind you, I think you guys missed a bit of information. One of the elder people were talking about how they wanted the mother flame.
Yes.
I don't know what that means, but that shit gonna be important.
For sure.
Yeah, no, bro, there's so many theories that I know that I'm blanking of, but nah, bro, One Piece is really entering its final arc. Like, final. Like, it never really sunk in until this arc. This arc is top 3 One Piece.
Facts.
Without
it might be the last arc. We might not even get to Elbaf. This might be it. It might just end.
They have to go to Elbaf.
Wait,
I don't know. All the giants are there, bro. What's the point?
No, wait. How long has this thing been going on now, Egghead? Like in the manga,
like two years.
2 years now. Wait, is this the longest arc?
Longer?
It's not been 2 years.
I feel like it's been.
It's not been 2 years, bro. It's probably at best a year.
No, man. No, impossible.
No way. Impossible. Gear 5 happened like 2022? I'm not, bro. It's 2024, fam. No.
Yeah, in the manga, yeah.
Damn, it's 2022 it started.
Yeah.
Damn, what?
Come on, bro. Bro, remember back in the day, fam, when we were in the recording it on the in this, the old office, fam? You guys were talking about Gear 5 and everything behind my back. Remember, like, trying to keep this...
No, we were still talking about Egghead.
No, you guys were talking about Egghead, bro. Or no, you guys weren't. You guys weren't. It was Wino then. My bad.
Nah, fam.
No, but that was 2021, though. Nah, bro, forget all of that. Wallahi, my opinion, like he said, this is honestly one of the best arcs. Arguably the best arc, bro. The amount of information we got.
Don't say best. Don't say
bro,
best.
Bro, this is the most info we've ever got from every arc.
Info? Huh? Cool. But
Bites 2?
Bro.
Bites 2 up there, bro. We're forgetting about Garp. We're forgetting about Shanks. Bro. Well, that, I didn't consider that a fight, but...
as I don't mean to be an elitist, but as an OG One Piece reader, Marineford week to week, I've never had a feeling like that in my life.
That's true.
Marineford... Imagine you're just chilling and Shanks pulls up, then Blackbeard comes and kills Whitebeard. Bro, come on. Kobe, Ace dying. Like, yeah, there's too much Ace's going on. Father revealed, We can't top that. Never.
Allah. But yeah, One Piece. Yeah, listen, if you're not caught up, for everybody, this is where we skip now, okay? This is a back to normal timing for all our viewers. If you're not caught up, this is the time. Don't waste your time. Hurry up and catch up to Goat Piece, please, and thank you, okay? Mo, take over from here. What are we doing today, bro?
No.
What do you mean?
I want people to stop. I'm tired of being mainstream. I want it back to not be mainstream.
Mo, just start, man. We heard this argument from you before, bro.
What was he going to say?
I don't know, man.
Black people, anime.
Oh, yeah.
That's not where I was going with this.
He's on camera. He's trying to be cool and stuff, yeah.
Bro. I was even saying that. I just liked it when it was like a community. Now it feels like everybody watches it.
It's not everybody.
You know?
You can't keep gatekeep greatest,
there's a lot of
man.
People that don't watch One Piece. Bro, there's a lot of anime lovers that don't watch One Piece. There's a lot. Bro, I get into
bro, I know people that don't watch it that know the details of what's going on.
Mo, ask yourself this.
Yeah, because it's pop culture, Mo.
No, Mo. Of all the guys we know, how many guys are watching One Piece? Well, a number of us.
What?
I know a lot of people. Like, bro, I know like...
No,
almost everybody are not caught up like us, but there's
almost I'll start saying names. We're gonna cut this bit out. I'll start putting out names, bro.
Bro, okay, Mo, from our other friend group, like, bro, it's just me and you, though, right? You
see? No, no,
are you sure? Maybe I've lost touch.
Listen, Amanda's on the pod, unreleased episode, and knows what's going on in present day chat.
Say wallahi. Say wallahi.
That's not your friend.
Wallahi,
that's not your friend.
Ace, you know how long we've been fighting? I've been fighting. He called.
But he doesn't read it. He doesn't read or watch it.
Sorry
he doesn't
my read or watch He's been calling he me a going bitch on. For the last that's, 10 years. Like, what are you talking
that's
about?
That's not your friend, Arf. No,
he's been calling me a bitch Arf, since I've known
know him.
Him,
bro.
Say wallahi, man.
That's your associate,
how?
Bro.
He knows. He knows everything, but doesn't watch anything. Like,
oh, it's because you guys are talking around him. Okay.
No, I haven't been around for like almost
that's
a year,
true.
Bro.
Yeah, the how?
Yeah, man, I'm locking.
You might have to call him bring a beer, fam.
Also, our boy, the Byron fan, is thinking about watching it now.
He's thinking about, okay. Oh, wow. Okay, maybe you are right, Mo.
I'm telling you, man.
That's interesting. Shout out Damien, fam. But let's go, yeah.
Not him. The other, our actual boy, like our boy from time, bro.
I was thinking Damien. Oh my god,
guys.
Yo, what?
Yo, bro.
You know, it's
like, could do this tomorrow.
I'm
gonna get that for you. We're gonna
talk to you guys in a while, y'all. God damn, bro.
All right, guys. Let's log in. NDL. Let's talk about it. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on the game?
Nico Defense League. NLD, bro.
My Put bad. NLD. NLD. My fault.
Listen, London's red. I just clocked that in.
Yeah.
Listen. London's red. It's always been red. Mm-hmm. Nothing new. Now? London is very red.
You can't be considered that color unless you win something in Europe, bro. Sorry.
Well,
we're not 10th place.
Maybe next year.
Wherever place you guys
maybe
are.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, say North London's red. Yo, North London's red.
Where'd you get confidence, okay. My friend? You lost 5-0 last week.
Oh yeah.
Two Champions Leagues. Two Champions
You were here for a reason, buddy.
Whoa.
Okay.
Two Champions Leagues.
Mo, we're going back in the past.
Win Europe.
Deflection. Deflection.
We're not talking about North London.
You tell
London.
Us not to go back in the past.
Buddy.
That's crazy.
You guys haven't won the league yet.
Bro,
and you're talking crazy. First win the league, then start talking.
Crazy. We beat you 5-0.
In my lifetime, that I've watched football, I've never seen Arsenal lose 5-0 to Chelsea.
But you saw 6, right? Nice.
I didn't see it. I didn't see
Wenger's,
it.
Wenger's 1,000th game.
Yeah,
I didn't see
nice.
It.
Nice. All right. No, no.
I didn't see it. Personally, I didn't see
it. All right, then you're fake, bro. Get out of here. What are you talking about? I didn't see it, bro. Get out of here.
Yo, okay. Before
I know you've seen Coughlin spinning like a Beyblade, bro. Yeah, no, don't bring this up.
Baku, there's a lot of times. I'd admit to that.
Not 5.
Why is that moving crazy?
Not 5 of them.
No, but
yeah, 6.
I want to stick to what Mo just mentioned, bro. Why does everybody keep meshing Arsene Wenger's 1,000th game, bro? Like, niggas hate this guy, bro. I thought it was just me. Yeah, everybody bro. Else brings that
no,
up, bro. I hear it all the time.
The 1,000th game was 6-0.
No, I know, but everybody, Jurgen Klopp brought it up. Everybody brings it up. I see it all over Twitter.
Arf. These guys talking about pre-time skip. Like, bro, come on. Bro, we're in Wano right now. Like, what you think we care about East Blue Saga? Come on, man.
Bro, y'all,
new generation, bro.
Y'all the heart pirates, bro. Y'all are the what's Excuse called the kid pirates. Oh, the kid pirates. Hey. One shot.
Spoiler.
we're the Straw Hats, bro. Main characters. We're going to win.
We are.
Black Pirates, Man City.
North London Derby. How did you guys feel? I know the Tottenham fans. They one of them was blown up my phone. Has said they were robbed.
Bro, I saw his tweet. He was going off. For no apparent reason. Look, I'll tell you this, though. Tottenham did not play bad. Like, this is
probably... They were cooking.
They were actually doing very well. And, you know, they scored an offside goal early, too, right? You know, it's just unlucky. But, and to be fair...
That was an upside to me.
There was a lot of decisions, obviously, that went our way. And I can admit to that. But there was also... you still conceded 3 goals, you know? Like, it's still a matter of the fact. You didn't defend well in the set pieces. Hey, you didn't defend well whatsoever, you know? And we gifted them a couple goals, so we kind of gave it back. But
I mean, I don't know if you gifted them.
I want to say gift.
The Raya one was very bad. The Raya one was very bad. The penalty was... that was your best player, arguably, this season, that gave that pen away.
Arguably.
Yeah, no, but if you really think about it, bro, this was just like a team that... I don't think Arsenal were ever going to lose this game. Not because Tottenham were bad, but we have bigger goals. Like, and it was like some weird, like, holier-than-thou moment where I'm like, bro, there's no way we're going to lose. We can't lose right now. We have to get these 3 points. And Tottenham, they did everything they could. I don't think they could have played better, honestly. I really don't think they could have played better.
I don't necessarily agree with that, though. Right? Why? And I'll say that because, one, it was 2 of your goals were set-piece goals. So it wasn't
that's what I'm saying.
Also, judging by Raya's reaction at the end of the game, when he was out here celebrating, super excited to have won the game, I don't think Arsenal players came in there, or maybe by the end of the game, thought they were necessarily going to win that.
No, I'm not saying we thought we were going to win. We had to win. We had to win. So I felt that desire... like translate itself on the pitch. Like for me, when I was watching, obviously I wasn't 100% confident, but I knew that, yo, like we have to get it done no matter what. So I thought like we kind of stole the game. I really want to be honest. I think we stole the game, bro. We had like a real, I don't know how to describe this other than like a Chelsea when they were winning titles. It was like there were games where they would play bad, but they were winning that game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was a 1-0. But they're winning that game. Or it'd be like last minute goal, whatever. Bro, we were winning that game. If we had to do the last dish defending, whatever, we were winning that game.
I wouldn't say stealing the game, though, because it was... I feel like... I'm not even trying to discredit Arsenal. We deserved 3 points out of that. I guess we didn't perform... we didn't play the way we played against West Ham, you know, or many teams that we beat up this season. But we put the ball behind the net. Because we have been scoring offset pieces. If I'm not mistaken, this is our 24th goal, 24 goals this season, offset pieces. So this is nothing new, you know? So I wouldn't say steal it. Like, this is something that was about to happen. Back-to-back years, beating them at White Hart Lane. It speaks volumes right now.
Congrats to y'all. I think at the end of the day, this London game, this London derby is going to be important to winning the title. If you guys win the league, you'd have to have won this game, and you guys did that. Yeah. So it's better than last season where you guys... threw 3 games at the end away, right? But and then it's still in City's hands, so you can only do what you can do, and you did what you're supposed to.
Exactly.
But let's move on to the other team, who didn't do what they're supposed to. Who was supposed to keep this a three-team race.
Yep.
But bottled it at home in their own derby.
Consistency.
Liverpool versus Everton.
Yo, wallahi, this is one thing. 2-0. Wallahi, this is one thing I wouldn't see coming at all. Like this, if you told me like Liverpool are gonna collapse like this at this point of the season, fam. Wallahi, I'd like tell you, like, shoot me in the head, fam. That's not gonna happen, bro. Like, this is the last thing I expected from Liverpool, and this is the last thing I expected from a Jurgen Klopp team. Because I hear a lot of hate Jurgen Klopp of recent. You know, a lot of people are, you know, speaking their minds, saying, oh, he might not be a legendary coach if he only won one league title. And you guys see where all the conversations are going now, because this is his last season, right? But I'm just still in shock. I'm still in shock at everything that's going on. I'm in shock that Mo Salah is fighting Jurgen Klopp on the pitch during the game, which we can get into if you guys want to, or do you guys want to talk about? I don't mind too, because there's obviously a whole lot there. I don't know. Someone mentioned, I think I've seen on Mo, did you mention before the episode that he squashed it or something?
They talked about it after the game in the locker room, and it's good. And then they asked Jurgen Klopp, do you think Salah thinks it's good? And he's like, yeah, it's done.
Yeah.
So apparently they're through.
But there's something behind it, regardless.
There's definitely tension.
There's built up tension, you know. There's built up anger, obviously, from Salah.
No. I think built up is a strong word. I think Salah just wanted to come in earlier.
Yeah, but he hasn't been starting for a while too.
Everton, the team's struggling. He's like, you'll put me on from the beginning, and I'll change the game. Saul's not really a sub impact player, in my opinion.
Never been.
I think you need that guy to stay on the pitch, and then he'll get you a goal. But Mo, I want to direct the question to you. What do you think about Salah disrespecting Klopp, and was it right?
Bro, it is what it is, man. I think tensions are high. Oh, I don't think it's right or wrong.
You hear him. It is what it is now.
Hear me out.
I like where you're going with this, Ace.
You better land.
I said tensions are high. They can get at it. Right? In the game, they can get at it. My thing is, after the game, when you're calm, you can't be talking shit about your manager. You can't be having beef.
He did that.
That's got to be internal.
He did that.
No, his thing was in the game.
Dalla said something when he was walking out of the tunnel. He said, if I speak or something.
In the moment of the game, I'm saying. In the moment of the game, it's fine.
He said, okay, in the moment, fine. Whatever.
Yeah, in the moment. I could see why he's upset in the moment. But like I'm saying, like after you've walked away, it's mad. And they squashed it. They got over it. Your Ronaldo boy never squashed it. They didn't get over nothing.
Okay, I didn't want to get into the whole Ronaldo thing.
Wait.
Salah said, if we look back, it looks a lot more valid.
Salah said, and I quote, if I speak, there will be fire.
Yes, exactly. And he said that right after.
Okay, so he didn't say anything.
He said that after the game.
So he didn't say anything.
And Klopp said, no, I won't share what was said, but we spoke already in the dressing room, and for me, that's done.
Okay, so it's squashed. So Salah didn't say anything.
No. So Salah said, I'm not saying anything completely different. Because if I do, it's smoke. And the other guy's saying, yeah, I talked to him, he's blessed. And the other guy's saying, I'm not blessed, but I'm not going to say nothing.
Did the Salah quote come before or after Klopp's quote?
There is no information as to that.
I'm pretty sure it's before.
But that does not change anything.
But it does. If you're before, your manager comes out and
they're both doing press conferences.
No, for me, it doesn't change anything too, because I give Salah the benefit of the doubt because he was frustrated, you know, he wants to express himself. Mm-hmm. I don't like the whole idea of everyone has to be AI robots and not speak up for themselves. Like, Klopp is probably in the wrong here. We can't judge it. We're not in the locker room. Maybe he wants to speak up. I just don't like the idea of everyone has to not show any emotion on the pitch or anything. He's a football player. He's a very, very talented football player, much like Ronaldo, and we talked about that before. He's a very talented player that probably deserves more minutes than all the other shit players that were playing in front of him. So I don't know, man.
It's not even about Ronaldo. Ace trying to do some straw man argument. But
it's a good comparison.
It was.
There's a little bit of credence, but it's not. I don't think it's worth going too much into. Yeah, let's save that for another time.
It's a good comparison, but let's move on. Mo.
It's not, but anyways, at the end of the day, it is what it is. Liverpool bottled it. They lost to Everton and then drew with West Ham, which we didn't even really get into. So like that's four points.
That's five points
they just threw away. Mm. Yeah. And they were top. They had the momentum, they had the control, and they threw it. Moving on, we have a Champions League themed episode for y'all. Basically, with the semifinals starting today when this comes out, 3 p.m. Eastern time. We're gonna do a draft, an 11-11 draft.
You work for DAZN?
Just the semifinal teams.
Why'd you do all that?
Did I say DAZN? I just said the time the game's happening.
This guy threw an ad.
Brother, why are you sponsoring us?
Free ads.
I'm kidding.
Ace, did I give them like free promo? What's going on?
I'm a hater.
All right. Okay. Look, watch it on the 11-11 Discord.
There you go.
But, look. Okay. We're gonna do a draft. We got two rules. Rule number one, you can only draft three players from each team out of the four teams. So the four teams are Bayern Munich, Borussia Dortmund, Real Madrid, and Paris Saint-Germain. Okay, those are the four teams.
We always forget about them too. Don't worry, Mo. I'm with you. They won a league title. Who cared? You know? Like, don't worry. Okay, I respect
that. I'm not getting into that. But you can only draft three from each team and four from each nation. So if I draft a French guy, like Kylian Mbappe, I can draft three more French guys and two more PSG players, as an example.
You don't hear Ace typing? He's searching players right now.
No. I'm doing the what's called the randomizer for who goes first.
Brother, don't worry about that, bro. I got that. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Do we trust Mo? Do we trust Mo more than me?
I'm just going to say this. 3 years of podcast, I never done it. I never did. Thank you.
You do today.
Thank you. No, because I've never. I don't.
I definitely don't trust. I definitely don't trust.
Why?
I want 100%.
Thank you, Habibi. Hey, listen,
I've seen. Yeah. I've seen RF in games my whole life.
I don't cheat. I only cheat in high school. Okay. In 3, 2, 1.
Why are you counting down? It's a button.
Shit.
What's the order, sir?
All right, what's the order?
Mo's going first. I'm second. Ace is third.
There's no way. There's no way.
That's actually such an L. First pick is so needed for this one. Actually so needed.
Is it really?
All right. Really? Boys, we're going to try to be efficient. There's three of us. We've been here before. Let's go. All
right.
Mo.
Wait, again, let's rules. Four countries.
Four per each nationality. Three per each team.
Oh, light work. I got this, man.
All right.
Mo, you go ahead.
All right, guys. No long talk. I'm taking the second best player. Or maybe third, depends how you argue with this. But second best player in the world this year, Jude Bellingham.
Ooh,
great pick.
Yeah.
Ooh,
thank you.
He ghosted against Man City first round. Respect it.
He did not ghost against Man City. I don't know what game you're watching.
He definitely ghosted. Ooh. Okay, with this,
I'm gonna call him Bellingol.
I'm not gonna lie, Mo. I thought you were gonna go with but. Damn, okay. You know what?
Cole Palmer? Wait, who's this? Oh, never mind. Sorry.
You forgot. You see, I knew it a lot.
All I thought was this.
No, We don't do that. Okay. I'm going to stick to this because I'm such a big fan. I don't care. I told guys, you guys want to talk. You know what? I can say this right now. Wallahi, Haaland is behind this guy because he is generally one of the most talented players in the world. He has been. One of the most talented players for the last 5 years, in my opinion. Give me Vinny Jr., fam. Come on. First pick.
Huh? That is not where I thought that was going.
You swung me right now.
Pick, man. Don't play with me, bro. By the time everybody sees this, y'all, you're going to see a hat trick from Vinny at the Allianz Arena, fam. Don't play with me.
Yo, that's crazy.
Come on, fam. That boy, big game player, man. Come on.
You spun me.
I think that's an L. I'm not going to lie.
It's not an L.
That is a big L.
Hey, you tell me Jude is better than Vinny.
This season, 100%.
You're wilding.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it's Vinny's best season.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
this is Jude's Bellingham's. Like, he's the only player I'll have as an outright, okay, he's better, and I won't really argue with you. Is Florian Wirtz. That's the only point I'll say that you can say is better than him.
Yeah, you watch too much TikTok and Instagram reels, my friend. Don't tell me Jude Bellingham.
I'm not a Wirtz fan. I can't lie. I'm not a Wirtz fan. But let me go.
You don't have to be, but that's the only man I'm really. And Rodri. Those are the only two players I'm really hearing. Everybody else, don't talk to me.
Ace, go ahead.
You're not better than him.
All right, I'm going to go with Mbappe and Musiala.
Very well done.
Yeah, wait, it's my turn already. Holy shit. This is going to be the quickest draft we ever did in our life.
This is going to be quick, bro. No long talk.
So you got Musiala and Mbappe?
Yes, sir, Ski.
Damn.
Are you putting Musiala at... Where are you putting him?
Cam.
Cam? Okay.
Cam, and then I'm putting...
Well, let me handle this.
A striker?
Yeah.
Okay, that's actually right. Huge.
No, I'll put Mbappe.
That's actually huge. Okay, we're fine. You know what? I'm gonna get the best striker out of the. Give me Harry Kane. Yeah, I had to do that. I had to get that out of the way. He's gonna ball out.
Bidding nasty behavior.
He's gonna ball out. Lee, I can hear you in my head right now. Shut up, okay? Please shut up. This guy.
All right, Mo, you're on the clock. Guy. Double pick.
Double pick. All right, I'm gonna take this as a nationality pick because I don't think you guys realize how difficult it might become. I'm gonna take a left back, Alphonso Davies.
Mm.
Okay. That's a calculated pick.
Question: is anybody drafting Dortmund players today?
I'm going to. But it's not right now.
I think we have to. We should have made a rule to include all of them. Skeet. I don't know if I'm.
No, that's fine. There's enough. There's enough Dortmund players. Or I'm not worried about it.
There's definitely second pick, Mo.
My second pick is going to be. I think we all need a midfielder like this. Industrious, immaculate at passing, boo.
Actually, I have no idea what Tony you're Cruz. Talking about. Oh,
that's
oh,
what you're doing.
Oh,
you're
great
Tony
pick,
Cruz?
Great pick, great pick. That's my goal.
Well, I had to see that coming.
That's my poke.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I had to see that coming. I thought you were gonna draft a fullback or something. You know, Mo in drafts Arf, always go. Fullbacks and like whatever.
I drafted my fullback.
You see, yeah. I thought you were gonna keep going, but yo, I'm gonna get my front three out of the way. I'm gonna go with the boy who cooked at Camp Nou. The boy cooked at PSG, fam. He said, I don't give a damn. I'll come back to my end. And even though they're booing me, I'm still
don't
balled
do
out,
it.
Fam. Give me Mr. Hospital Ousmane Dembele, fam. Come on.
Oh, terrible pick.
Oh, I don't
terrible
care.
Terrible pick.
Take in this front
bro,
three.
Bro, your front three stinks.
Vinny, Kane, and Dembele stinks?
Your front three stinks.
It stinks because those are your first three picks. Well,
and
you
by the way,
you could have done
three,
so much
more.
I wouldn't have taken any of them.
Oh, who are you taking over? Okay, go ahead. I want to hear this. You're going to take Sancho?
All right.
Please take Sancho.
My first pick, and I'm glad that Mo took who he took because he's my only rival. I'm taking Ian Madison as my left back. That's a diversity pick. And
it's not
I needed a Dortmund player. Okay. No. Because he is English, no?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, he's Dutch. He's Dutch. He's Dutch.
English? Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Oh, you're right. He is Dutch. You're right.
He's Dutch, and he's a Dortmund player. Three
yeah,
per
right,
team.
Right. That is... Well done.
I'm Prande.
Not that good.
And
I don't know why you guys like it.
For
it's not that good.
My next pick, I'm going to go with another diversity pick. Give me Valverde.
Well,
don't play with me
pick.
Today.
That was my
don't
next pick.
Play.
Well done.
That was my next
Mo,
pick. Well,
those are the two picks I was scared of you from, but we move.
No, well done, all right, well
not
done,
a problem.
Well
not a problem. Let me get Arf. My favorite center back out of the four teams. Shout out Moussa Machi. Tony Rudiger, fam. Diversity,
you
are four different countries.
You
fam.
Slated this guy for years when he was on
no,
Chelsea.
No, I did not.
Yeah, you did.
Back. No,
but
I did
we're not
going to
talk about it. It doesn't matter.
No,
that's the
not.
Past.
You
all
guys
right.
told me he was
he
better
didn't
than
like
Ruben
him.
Diaz at the time. I definitely disagree.
And he
with that.
And I is he not better than him right now?
Debatable.
Nah, who would you take today?
I like a healthy Ruben Diaz. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, ask yourself this.
He's been healthy for majority of the season.
I like Ruben Diaz. I'm going to stick with Ruben Diaz.
Thank you.
But it's
exactly.
close. You guys were just
saying
like,
I think I proved my point there, right?
Before.
Yeah.
It was super, it's not that far off, okay? You guys are biased because he's
Ruben
Muslim.
Ruben Diaz is a fraud.
Calma.
Ruben Diaz is a fraud. But anyways.
No, he's not.
Guys.
How many league
question.
Titles now? What the heck?
Are we assuming that the players are healthy?
Go on.
No, it's a genuine. Because if
on.
So, I'm taking Courtois. Man.
No, that doesn't. We can't do
You're
that.
Picking nah. a Zionist. It's
if
fitting.
He's healthy.
I didn't know.
Fitting.
If he's healthy, I
fitting.
Just asked if he's healthy.
Hold on.
No, actually, hold on.
Arf. Arf.
Are they wait, healthy?
I don't know about you, but I was never taking it. Go on.
Can you just answer my this. Question? Are
take
they healthy?
Nah, bro. The
sure,
guys were going to
sure,
play.
Sure.
The guys were
sure,
available.
Sure. No,
I,
no, no.
I thought it was
Arf.
The guys were
okay,
available.
Okay, no. Then, I know. That's fine. Okay, who's
take
available?
Him.
Take him out of my team.
Yeah,
take him out of my team, man. I'm just asking
punk.
A question. Because that means players like Alaba, not there.
Yeah, no. It ruins the point, bro. Let's just keep it with the guys who are healthy.
But you know what? Let me do...
You gotta pick two, bro. Don't forget.
Hey, I know. I got two picks. Here's
Valverde
the thing.
Messed me up.
Mo, you're crumbling. Mo, Arf, should we put
crumbling.
Him on the clock?
It's not that
Arf,
I'm crumbling.
What are we doing?
I'm used to waiting for Mo. Like, every draft, I watch my edits.
Oh,
and I just
Waffler,
see the big
man.
Pause and everybody waiting for a while, y'all.
There's a reason I always win
minutes.
The drafts. There's a reason I always win the draft.
Yeah, it's for you support everybody with your picks. The heck, y'all love, bro.
You know what? I'm gonna take the best keeper in the draft because after this it gets pretty. Actually, there's one or two, but it's not gonna come back to me. So I'm gonna take the best keeper right now because a couple of the other guys kind of on the downhill or they're done. I'm gonna take Donnarumma.
Kepa.
I think that's the best keeper in the draft right now.
Oh.
No, you're not blessed.
I think he's the best keeper in the draft.
No, you're not blessed. You're not blessed.
He's Italian. PSG. I'm not gonna take a lot of PSG players.
Let him go. Let him go.
He's the worst.
I mean, no. Neuer's not playing.
He's the worst.
Lunin.
Lunin is cold. Lunin is cold. Lunin is cold.
I'm both my children.
You guys don't watch him.
He almost. He literally costed PSG. What are you talking about? Oh, almost did. Literally almost did.
He is the best keeper out of the four right now.
Well, like, Lunin's been to war.
Just for Mo, I'm going to draft the keeper.
Using the Ukrainian military.
No problem. For Mo, I'm going to draft the keeper, my friend. Give me Manuel Neuer. This guy said...
It's not your pick.
Hold on. It's not your pick, buddy.
It's not your pick. Okay, Yo, Mo, just for that, take two keepers. Huh? Just for that, take Neuer.
No, why? Hey,
okay, play Neuer in midfield. Go ahead.
Play Neuer CDM.
Matter of fact, give me Neuer. Okay. I didn't even really lock him.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Go ahead, please.
No, one's locked in.
Nah, I don't really care, bro. I don't really care. I'm going to take... At... Damn, bro. It's getting shaky out here.
It's not.
Give me...
Triple Moteng.
Give me no, shut up. Give me give me Rodrigo.
That's good. All right. Keep it easy, because I know I don't want Ace to get up later. Give me Manuel Neuer, bro. You see how quick I am? You guys gotta be like AMJ, bro.
You have the most time to think. You're in the middle. You're picking one player and you're in the middle.
We can swap. You wanna swap? I don't mind.
It's too late, buddy.
Yeah, you see?
It's too late.
You don't want to try to help you.
It's literally too late.
I try to help you.
It's literally too late.
I'm actually cooking though.
I'm in an interesting predicament right now. I know one of my picks is Defo, my guy. He's really my guy. Give me Tchouaméni. But can I play him at CB?
Yes, you can. He's been playing center back a lot. He's been covering. Well, not a lot, but he covered for Nacho, if I'm not mistaken, on the week.
He played more than five games.
Ancelotti rotated the whole 11 against Real Sociedad.
Played more than five games. You're good, bro. Don't worry.
All right, Tchouaméni, and I'm double dipping. Give me Camavinga too.
No.
So you're at three.
Wait, Camavinga where? Left back or center mid? Did he play left back on the week too?
Let me just announce my team, and I'll do yours too. So right now I have center back Tchouaméni, left back Maddison. Midfield of Valverde, Camavinga, Musiala, and then a left wing of Mbappe. RF has Neuer net, Rudiger CB, front three of Vinny, Kane, Dembele. Mm-hmm. Mo has Donnarumma in net, Davies left back, Cruz CM, Bellingham 10, and then Rodrigo right wing.
Not bad. Okay, whose turn is it now? Is it my turn?
RF, it's your turn.
Don't have a midfielder. I feel like I can hold on. I feel like there's
a lot.
I don't have a midfielder, but there's so much quality. Wallahi, there's actually so much quality. I'm gonna. Should I do it now or am I being stupid? Okay, you know what? Let me just be safe. I'm gonna get my third Germany pick out of the way. I'm gonna put Joshua Kimmich on the right back, fam.
Okay, not bad.
I'm gonna say this though. Love the guy. Kimmich, if you want a new contract, I have a place for you. Double the wages, Mr. Arteta. Bring him to Arsenal. We need fullbacks.
Whiny player.
Can you move on?
Whiny player. Why are you marketing, bro?
I got him.
Oh, marketer. Get out of here.
What is this, man?
Quality.
Mo, go on.
Top quality defender, wallahi.
It's mine, yeah? I'm going to take, because I haven't taken a French guy at all, I'm going to take Lucas Hernandez at center back.
Very good. Very good.
That's decent.
It's short, but well done. I'm being a hater.
And then to counter that with real experience, because I think I only have one German. I'm gonna take Mats Hummels.
Yuck.
Actually, oh, that's so you got Donnarumma and Mats Hummels. Yeah, GG. Wallahi, the passing the ball took Harry Kane to every striker. Who do you got up front? Ace.
You think Matt Somers doesn't know how to pass the ball?
Brother, you see how many mistakes this man has made this season, bro? Listen, bro, I don't watch Bundesliga brother, like that, but I watch Mats Hummel highlights of all the mistakes he made.
Hey, brother, we're just trying to throw fake name on stuff.
Hey, Mo, you're a nostalgic guy. It's okay. Cool. We understand. We know this. You're a nostalgic guy. Nori missed like half the season.
He's made bare mistakes too, but you don't see that.
My nigga, he's struggling.
You don't see all the mistakes Nori's been making this season.
All right.
Calm.
This guy took Matt Hummel's and Donnarumma. Yeah. Who's picking up the ball? Please, I want to know. Just double check.
RF, your turn.
RF, you act like Hummels and Hummels and Hernandez aren't ball playing center backs. What is wrong with you?
Oh, you have Hernandez, mashallah. Yeah, balance. No balance whatsoever.
Go on, RF.
Next pick.
Yeah, RF just trying to shame my team. But doesn't want to talk about his. There's no midfield.
You know what?
You have no midfield. No,
check this out. My team's already elite. Now I'm here to troll. Wallahi. I'm gonna bother niggas here now. So just
Ace, you know what that troll means? He doesn't know who to pick.
I know exactly who to pick because
he knows these are bad picks. Because he knows Ethan these are bad picks, and he's trying to make it seem
this
like
guy is absolute quality. He is an A stamp. He is a baller, and he should be playing. He should be playing 90 minutes in any team in the world, fam. Give me Matthias Tell at left back, fam. Wallahi, don't play with me.
Are you blessed?
Wallahi,
he's never played at left back.
I don't care. I'm going to play him there. He's going to be playing left back for me.
You can't do that.
He's not playing left wing for me. What the heck? He's playing left back. He's played left back in the past.
You can't do that.
No, that's not how that works.
You just put Chalmany. What the heck is
Chalmany? Chalmany plays CB, bro.
He played like 5 CB games, bro.
Okay, we're doing this.
Search up the games.
Chalmany actually plays center back. That guy still never played left back.
No problem. He's played left back multiple times.
Bro, also, Matthias is not supposed to be a striker. How are you putting my left back?
Bro, he's a striker.
He's played left back. He played left back. I swear he did. Hold on.
He's never played left back in his life.
Oh my God.
Left midfielder. Left midfielder. 5 times this year. Okay, fine. I'll take it back.
That is crazy.
Wing back. I thought he was playing wing back. Okay, I don't watch GG.
No, bro.
Okay, it's okay, man. I thought I was cooking there, bro. Y'all had to ruin the party.
You were not cooking. Yo, clip that.
You were not cooking, my boy.
Yo, Ace, he was talking audacity. He was talking about my team. And he tried to put Matthias Tell left back.
All right, bro. I'm getting my 4th German out of the way. He can play left back. Give me freaking...
Brother, he's played left wing for his whole... He played left wing most of the season.
Give me Goretzka, center mid. Alas. Simple.
Oh,
I'm done with Germany. I'm done with Germany. That's my last pick for Germany.
Wait, wasn't it 3 per team?
4. You said 4. I asked multiple
times. Nope. 3 per team. 3 per team.
You told me 4 per nationality? No. We can go back and check the clips.
3 per team.
4 per nationality, 3 per team.
Everything's recorded.
You can't take Goretzka. You can't take Kimmich either.
You said 4 per nationality. You said
wait, no, you can't. Sorry, 1, 2, 3. You can't take.
You said 4 per nationality. 4.
Yes. 4 per nationality, 3 per team. Or
3 per team.
Kane.
Don't say 3 per buddy.
Kimmich.
Oh shit.
You scrambler.
Sorry, buddy.
Oh shit.
Who are you gonna pick? Goretzka. Who are you gonna pick?
I thought he was trolling though.
Arf's not cooking. Arf is not cooking.
Oh wait, can we get a timer? Can we get a timer? Remember Ace how long I took?
Yeah.
He's taking one pick.
This is okay. Yeah, one pick. More
I have
two.
A combined of maximum 2 minutes, okay? You know what? Shit.
Bro, stop waffling, bro. PSG. That's crazy, he's gonna take Madrid and Dortmund. Go on.
Give me Nuno Mendes, left back. Simple. How many PSG guys I got? I got the second one.
You're okay.
What's his, you're okay. He's Portuguese, right? Yeah, he's Portuguese.
Portuguese.
Been a while. Yes.
I'm going to go with Hakimi right back. Not the biggest fan, but best option.
Who?
Hakimi.
Oh.
Hakimi.
Very good pick.
You were trying to rise up and say something. And then CB. This is where it gets a little bit tricky for me because I can't pick any Madrid players. So it's between Bayern, Dortmund, and PSG. And I don't know if I should go for Skriniar or Marquinhos, but I like the legacy pick. Oh, Marquinhos is Brazilian, right?
Yeah, you're good on Brazilians.
Yeah, let me go Marquinhos.
Damn it. Damn it. I thought I could save that one, I'll lie. I thought that was going to be a late pick, like very, very late pick.
No, sir. This is how you do it.
By the way, Discord members, I stand by this. Generational talent. Generational. I don't care what anybody thinks. He's generational.
All right, buddy. Come on, man. Let's move on.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, mashallah. For my next pick, I'm going to take Militao. He's back from injury. Back from injury. How many Brazilians? What's the rule on Brazilians? I mean,
you're good.
Yeah?
You only have two, bro. You're
but good. I think I'm done with three per team, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Four from Brazil.
But players playing on the same team. Okay, so I'm done with
Madrid
now.
Man.
Yeah. I'm done. Okay.
Mo, two picks.
Militao might be a...
Two picks. All right, you guys clearly can't draft any more Madrid guys, so I'll save that.
Got the good ones out of the way.
I'm going to take, you know what?
Let me
double dip into Dortmund. Okay. I'm going to take my One Piece fan and put him in midfield. Cold pick. Julian Brandt.
I was going to pick him. Fantastic pick, my friend. Fantastic.
And then I think it can't be... I appreciate you. Thank you for appreciating my team, unlike some haters.
That was world class.
Lastly, I'm going to pick a guy that I have to take, I think, every single time. Because, you know, it's me. I have to take Marco Reus. I have to.
Where?
Yeah.
Left wing.
He's not running up and down the pitch, brother. Left wing.
Shut up. You're trying to put Matthijs Ta left back. Don't talk to me, bro.
You can't play there. I stand by that. You know what? Since you did that. Okay, I don't have the time to do that. Okay, my turn.
Yep.
Okay, my last PSG pick, because I have two players. I have Nuno Mendes and Ousmane Dembele. My last one is going to be the only Spanish player I probably draft. His name is Fabian Ruiz. Big fan. Big fan. Love the guy.
Oh, not bad. Inshallah. Not bad.
Love that guy, bro. I love him in Napoli, fam.
Nope, not bad. I'm going to Dortmund, and I'm taking their striker, Haller. Come on.
Folk,
no,
clutched it for them,
bro.
I'm just saying it's not bad either way. I'm not mad at it.
It's not terrible, but it's not me. And then I don't know how Bayern's right wingers kind of like snuck through. Nobody really said nothing, but I'm not really a fan of Sané too much. I have my criticisms, but on the right wing on that team, I'm not taking Coleman. Give me Sané.
Oh, not bad. Not bad. Oh, wait, you playing him on the right wing or the 10?
Right wing.
That's actually not bad. Yo,
I might be MJ. Big trouble.
Okay, for my next pick, I'm gonna draft Luka Modric. Why'd you laugh?
Bro, he gets like 10 minutes a game.
Why'd you laugh? But stop laughing, okay?
Oh, that pensioner.
He gets like 10 minutes a game.
It's a W pick. I don't know why
he's there for tax reasons.
Diversity.
He's there for tax reasons, bro.
It doesn't matter. I'll give him all the taxes he wants, bro.
Nah, can we talk about Mads midfield? Fabian Ruiz and Luka Modric.
What's wrong with that? Bro. What's wrong with that? You have Julian Brandt. The flip. I have
literally
the best midfielder of all time. Stinks. I have guys who... Nasty, this guy's getting compared to Zidane. Who's your guy getting compared to? Silence.
All right, bro.
Right wing and a striker. Right. I mean, right back and a striker for you.
So I have currently one, two. I only have three. Oh no, I have four. I have three Madrid players, so I can't take. Okay, so Madrid's out the picture for me. Interesting. Because personally, yeah, I will. Today. I appreciate it if you. Relax, because these are my last two picks. I really appreciate you just not interrupting.
All right,
no,
man.
Just take your time, my friend. Take your time.
I'm going to take at right back Matsurari.
That's good. That's very good.
That's mid.
I'm not gonna lie. That's mid. Extremely good. Is that your first one? You have one more, right?
Yes, I have one more pick. Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna. I think I can still take a PSG guy, right?
I have no idea.
To be honest with you, I'm not liking it, so I'm not even gonna do it.
Gonzalo Ramos. Take Fulkrug. Well, you might be.
No, what I'm going to do is I'm gonna move Bellingham as a false nine. Okay.
Yeah, you should.
And I'm gonna take this guy at CDM because I think he's been really good this season. Pavlovic.
That's good. Very well done, Mo. Good job. Don't talk about he better than Modric, though.
Brother, my guy plays 90 minutes. Yeah. I don't know about yours, bro.
I don't know about that, my friend. Okay, my turn. My turn.
Yeah.
Final pick for the AMJ King Amazing W Man squad. Follow me on Twitch. I'm going to draft at my 10, Arda Guler. That's it. GG, fam. I see
cold,
it.
Cold.
I seen enough at the Sociedad game. W Mans, bro.
That might have been your best pick so far.
You see that flick up he did the other day? Oh,
it's unique. It's unique.
He doesn't get off the bench.
He just came back from major injury, my friend. Okay.
Arif, we have a fact check.
No, we don't.
Rudiger, Militao, Vinny.
Oh, you can't take him.
You can't take him. Sorry.
Give me Jadon Sancho.
Bro, it's better for you. I'll be honest with you.
Huh?
Jadon Sancho the 10. Who? Jadon Sancho the 10. Jadon Sancho the 10. He's gonna play there. You tell me he's not. Yo. Bro, he played false 9 for Ten Hag. You tell me he can't play the 10? Jadon Sancho can't play the 10. You guys all tell me he's not capable of playing
10. He hasn't played 10 the whole season. He has not played 10 the whole season.
Yes, he can. Well, he actually played preseason.
Another pick. He has not played 10 the whole season.
Do you know what Ten Hag played?
He doesn't play 10.
Such a stupid rule, bro.
It's not even a stupid, just know the player.
These guys stink.
I'm willing to allow it.
I say we keep Arda Guler. I'm willing to allow it too. I think.
Bro, he doesn't. This is
a me Mo conversation. Mo management, talk to me.
All right.
I'm saying allow it.
Here. This team stinks. Hear me out.
Okay. Can't get worse.
I have a solution.
Ace, hear me out. No, shut this guy out for a second. Hear me out. When he was at Dortmund before he went to United, where did he play?
Left wing.
Left wing or right wing. That was it. He was never never a 10.
Not probably. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's never played 10. He should play 10,
United,
but he's never played 10.
He was locked in a right wing. He came back to Dortmund. He's been playing left wing.
Absolutely. It's okay. The guy's yapping. I have a solution, okay? Listen very carefully. Next player I'm going to draft is Marco Asensio. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You can't. Oh, actually, no, PSG. Let me go through PSG list.
Oh, yeah, PSG.
Nuno, Fabian Ruiz, and Dembele.
Why you guys
watching,
fam? Why you guys watching my list, bro?
Bro, pick a Dortmund player, you coward.
Oh, my God, bro.
You know what's funny? Your list is definitely over. You already have an error because you have 10 players chosen, but you haven't chosen a single Dortmund player.
Wait, we're running this back.
No, we're not.
Modric's gotta go. Modric's gotta go.
I thought you guys were gonna cash that, bro. Shit.
So, Arif, give us two midfielders, bro, from Dortmund.
This is ass.
You want some suggestions, bro?
I'll take Sabitzer. I don't mind Sabitzer, even though he comes up. I don't mind.
Okay.
I like him. Big clutch goal against thing. And I'm gonna take Nemecha. Why is sound Amharic? What the heck?
This.
What's his background?
Don't worry about it, brother.
They always say German. Yo, play for your country.
He's German. Wait, how many Germans we got in our team?
What kind of German is named Felix Kalu Nemecha? The flip? He's Nigerian.
Ooh, he just beat the case.
He
just beat the case.
I'm good.
He's lucky Sabitzer's Austrian.
Oh, he's from...
Yeah, could have been more than 10 kilometers to the right.
Man City Academy, damn. Interesting. I did not know this one. This guy's hiding his nationality, y'all. Should I complain about this? Like, this guy's scared of being black. Go ahead.
With my final pick, I will be picking Gregor Kobel. And his nationality is German?
No, he's Swiss. You're good.
Okay, I'm okay. So, Mo, do you want to read out the teams?
All right, so I'll start with you, and then I'll go to AMJ, and then I'll go with myself. So Ace has drafted at goalkeeper, Kabo, at right back, Hakimi, at center backs, Marquinhos and Tchouameni, at left back, Matson, at center mids, Valverde, Camavinga, and at cam, Musiala, right wing, Sané, left wing, Mbappe, striker, Haller. AMJ has drafted. Oh, do you have a team name, by the way? Do you care?
The Acers,
that stinks. All right, okay, so AJ, what's your team name?
Come back to me.
He has no name.
I'll let you think. I'll say your team. All right, so AJ has drafted at goalkeeper Neuer, at right back, Joshua Kimmich, at center back, Rudiger and Militao,
Mashallah.
At left back, Nuno Mendes, at center mids, Fabian Ruiz, Nemecha, and Sabitzer, at right wing, Dembele, striker Kane, left wing Vinny Jr.
W. Absolute W. Mashallah. Barakallah.
That's okay. Your team name? Absolute W, Butthole Feet?
We're voting on the Discord, okay? Everybody look at the poll channel on the server. We're going to do votes starting in 4 a.m. Eastern time, okay? Thank you very much. Go ahead.
All right. So my team name is AMJ Team Suck. I have drafted Donnarumma, right back Matsurari, center backs Hummels and Lucas Hernandez, left back Alphonso Davies, center mids Pavlovich, Cruz, and Brandt.
Just name five injured players, by the way. Go
ahead. Right wing, print it out then. Right wing Rodrigo, Pavlovich. Left wing Royce, and at false nine, Bellingham.
Yeah, Mo. Pavlovich think Royce.
Pavlovich is Bayern.
Royce what? Lost you. Royce lost you.
I don't like your team.
My guy.
My team.
No, nah, Royce
team,
lost
my
you.
My team is a FIFA team.
You could have challenged me. You could have challenged
my
me.
My team
but
is a FIFA team.
I think my team's cold.
Your team's not bad, but my team is so clear.
My team has so high clear. FIFA ratings.
I don't think it's like the 86, 89.
Y'all have
but
a lot
it's
of
definitely
81s.
First.
100% not. It's okay. There's a poll on Discord.
We both can agree AMJ's last.
Brother, this is not up to us.
No, but my team has too much pace. Like, we have a definitive style of play. Haller, false nine, Musiala, bop the ball, Mbappe on the wing, Sané on the wing.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Madison flying, Hakimi flying.
Yeah.
Valverde, the Camavinga sitting.
No defense in him.
You guys acting like it's up
yeah,
to you.
No, let him go up.
No, it's okay.
Let him go
we're
going
to announce the winner next week.
Hakimi also has no defense
no
in
problem.
Him.
We're going to announce the winner next week.
Also,
I already know who won this.
Tchouaméni center back, I hear it, but like.
Nah, it's not great. It's not great. But
it's like patchwork. You know
he's,
what I mean?
He's actually decent. I think he played for France.
He's an asset. He's an asset. I don't think he's lost that center
like,
back,
it's not
by the way.
Patchwork, though.
No,
like, it works for a team that's controlling possession.
Yeah, but this team is definitely controlling. Bro, he hasn't lost a game at center back.
But yeah, all right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in.
He lost.
Thank you. But yeah, but that's it for today, y'all. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Before you go, hit that like button, okay? If you don't hit that like button, I'm going to have a word with you, okay? Thank you very much.
1,000 lashes.
thank you, everybody. We'll see you guys all next week, y'all. Take care. Peace.
Peace.